Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour here. We've got time for you if you want to join us. Also, three more entries on the list of eight reasons why ending the war on drugs will make the world a safer place. Plus, a mom is in trouble by court. Court is ordering a vegan mom to feed her son proper food. Mark's got that story. If we get the chance, we'll get to it. Your calls come first, though, here on Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones and the fun first. We'll take Don, listening in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I have a question for a comment.
Yes, Don.
The vet that called in, it's an alcoholic.
Yes, sir.
Back in the 70s, I had made a pamphlet that was called Uncle Sam, the Pusher Man. And it showed Uncle Sam standing on the needle. And it was talking about that we came up with heroin to get rich white people off of opiates, and it was opium. And then we came up with, stuff for heroin abuse.
Methadone.
And that was another methadone for heroin abuse. And every one of them have been produced by the government.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I never heard that the government invented heroin or methadone.
I've seen old pictures of actually heroin. Only relatively recently has been made illegal. Less than, 100 years ago, it was legal, and they sold that stuff in pharmacies. You could send your six-year-old to go buy it.
Don, thanks for the call tonight, man. No, I appreciate it tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
But the Uncle Sam the Pusher Man thing, I don't think that's entirely off base. When you see, you can go Google right now. If you don't believe the words that are coming out of my mouth, if they make you angry, go to your favorite search engine, youstartpage.com if you prefer it, and search for images of soldier guarding poppy fields. And you will find U.S. pictures of U.S. soldiers guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan. To say that Uncle Sam is the pusher man, not too far from the truth.
According to Wikipedia, methadone was developed in Germany in 1937, mainly because Germany required a reliable internal source of opioids. It doesn't say who it was that developed methadone in Germany, but again, I highly doubt that it was the government.
Well, it depends on whether you're saying it's done through government funding.
There you go. Germany, by scientists working for IG Farbenindustrie AG at the Farbwerkhaft, who are looking for a synthetic opioid that could be created with readily available precursors to solve Germany's opium shortage problem. Whether it was with government money or not, if it's not the actual government who is creating this, then it's not accurate to say it was the government who did it, right? Like, governments tend to be bad at everything they do, and putting them in charge of discovering new chemicals and building new molecules probably is not the best idea.
Yeah, but at this point, today, governments are basically in charge of funding for science. That's a real problem because it doesn't cause science to look for, the marketplace could probably allocate scientific research in a more efficient fashion than, the government can.
In the case of the United States, methadone was introduced in 1947 by Eli Lilly and Company as an analgesic under the trade name Dolefine, which is now registered to Roxane Laboratories. And since then, it has been best known for its use in treating opioid dependence, although some would say that it just makes people dependent on methadone, which, what good is that? Let's go to Mike, listening in Aberdeen, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thank you for the airtime.
Welcome,
I grew up, I was in high school in the late 70s, early 1980s, and in this town that I was in, the police force was heavy duty on marijuana. If you had any pot or association with that. They would seize your car, arrest you, get your
wow.
house. I didn't smoke the stuff, but friends of mine that did were part of the varsity basketball team and stuff. It was extreme heavy-handed way of going about it. Now we time transition forward. I bet you in another 30 years, doctors, MDs inside hospitals will be prescribing this same stuff to people.
I'm well, sure.
Now, did you grow up in Washington? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, no, I grew up on Whidbey Island. This heavy-handed police force was Oak Harbor, Washington.
Okay, so now it's completely different now, right? I mean, Washington is a legal state where you can have marijuana, and now the cops can't take your car anymore unless you have, what, over, like, an ounce or something? Is there a limit? I think there is a limit on the amount that you can have.
I don't know if you need to go a medical element to it or not, but a lot of this...
No, it's legal there. I don't know if you know this, but Washington legalized marijuana back in 2012 in an election.
Yeah, well, my comment is a lot of this stuff is about the money. The next thing you'll see is there'll be some kind of law passed where you cannot eat food in your car, and it'll be a distracted driver's ticket. So if you're drinking a soda or eating a hamburger, you're going to get pulled over for that. You want the money. It's the same thing you guys say that if you just stopped all these resources trying to catch the drug users, we'd be better off. It's the same thing probably with prostitution and other situations, because you start pushing it in the underground, then you find these more illicit ways about going about it.
You're right on, Mike. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I totally agree that prostitution needs to be legalized as well. Obviously, the amount of resources that are being spent on the war on drugs versus prostitution is pretty disproportionate, but still, you know, it's not about the amounts. It's about the principle of it, and that it's your body. You should be able to do what you want, whether it's inject drugs or have another kind of an injection.
Even in states like Nevada, where prostitution's legal, they still do stings on prostitutes because they're trying to keep it into the brothels where they're designated in certain places and that sort of thing. So, you know, that's just it's tough, but even in the state where the prostitution's most legal, they still do stinks.
Billy is in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Billy, going once. Billy, going twice. Hey.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Billy.
I'm Lee.
Your name's Lee. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Lee, go ahead.
No problem. I dig your show. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Go ahead, sir.
The war on drugs. Late 70s, I was in the Army. Got busted for drugs in Germany, man.
Mm.
The only thing they had for evidence was a picture. And with this picture for evidence, which we had bought some crank, to be honest with you, and was playing with it, took pictures. They found the pictures. They took everything I owned, and the pictures, they said it was heroin and not crank,
mm-hmm.
and they took everything. They took my car that I had shipped from the States. They took my guitar collection, my stereo, because you get busted for drugs there, the assumption is any asset you have was bought with drug money.
Just to be clear, you're talking about the German government or the military prosecution?
The German government. When you're in the service, you're at the mercy of whatever country you're in.
Okay. Hmm.
And,
so they took it all from you, which really isn't that different from what happens here. I mean, they can take your car here. They can take your property.
Same thing. And I just I agree with you guys wholeheartedly. The war on drugs is just peeing away taxpayers' money, man.
The
way an economist would explain this is that it incentivizes rent-seeking behavior.
What does that mean?
Right. I'm going to explain it. So if a police department catches a murderer, they get good press, and they should. But if they catch a pot dealer, they don't get nearly the good press, but they get a lot more money that can then be applied to whatever it is they want to apply it to, usually catching more people with drugs. Because when you catch a car thief, car burglaries, the theft of automobiles goes down in your given jurisdiction. When you catch a drug dealer, you've just opened up a new job opportunity for the next person to fill in. I mean, it's pretty rare for a police department to actually diminish the use of drugs, even for a short period of time, because they just come right in and fill right back in.
We will continue here with your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us on these radio waves. It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll free, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm or Free Talk Live. Coming up, this live Saturday edition will continue.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you're getting online at all, whether it's on your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop computer, your work computer, you need to protect yourself. And one of the ways to do that is by encrypting your internet connection. Now, you have to take a few steps to make that happen. Luckily, the steps are relatively simple. Step one, go to proxvn.com/FTL. There, you will then go to step two, where you will download the app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, also Linux, and then install the app. Connect the app, and you're good to go.
You make it sound so easy.
It is so easy. Now, you're going to likely want to upgrade to their premium level account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN is a global virtual private network, the operable word being private. They help you keep your privacy from the prying eyes of your internet service provider or maybe criminals who might want to sniff your Wi-Fi packets to try to get personal information about you, maybe your credit card information or bank account logins. The ProXPN app protects you from that, and you can go and grab it, like I said, for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL.
Not only can you protect yourself from criminals with this, but you can share with people around the world. Many governments attempt to prevent torrenting, but there's lots of things that you might want to see that other people are sharing through torrents.
Yeah, torrents aren't necessarily illegal in the same way that the underground dark markets aren't.
Right, but it's like they just sweep up everything when they sweep up the illegal stuff. I mean, basically, you know, governments are attempting to make torrenting illegal.
You're right. When they shut down the Pirate Bay, it shuts down a lot of legal torrenting as well. I mean, the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree is available via torrent, and it was on the Pirate Bay.
And you give that away. You're the head producer.
Right. That's we don't believe in intellectual property, so that's totally legal to distribute that torrent. Anyway, going on here, proxpn.com/FTL. You go get the software there, get started, and then upgrade with code FTL50, which gives you 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account over at proxpn.com/FTL. Again, code FTL50. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. So again, proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to Jim. He's in Arcadia, California, listening to KGOE. Hello, Jim.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
After a lot of research, what I learned was that Hermann Göring, who was the head of the Luftwaffe, had a morphine habit. In the Second World War, that interdict because they couldn't get the opium from from Afghanistan, and that they had to create a synthetic morphine. So they created methadone, but then it was called dolophine because that they knew it after Adolf Hitler. Now then, when the war was over and they had quite a collection here in America of black people that were junkies, they brought it over here and they used it as a way of registering all the junkies and created a dolophine. These methadone clinics, and I used to work at one of them, and they were all black. There were 400 blacks at one clinic, and they were all put all over the United States, but that's why it was. That's why they changed from dolophine to methadone, so it was created. That's why they really created it in Germany. And
you worked at one of these methadone clinics. Did you feel like methadone was actually a legitimate means of getting off of opiates or just yet another opiate to be addicted to?
Much superior drug to all of them because it lasts for 24 hours. And
what do you mean by lasts? I don't know anything about. What do you mean
you
lasts?
You only need one dose every 24 hours, not every 4 hours like you did.
Do they stay high for 24 hours?
Well, I don't about getting high. It alleviated the throes of hair of my father.
Of the withdrawal symptoms.
Okay. He never got high, but he was never. He never hurt anymore. He had been suffering from mercury poisoning, and because of they treated syphilis back in the 20s with mercury. Either killed you or killed the spirochete. And so by the time he was in his 60s, he was suffering so terribly, and he was taking codeine cough medicine, which eventually becomes morphine. It mutates back into morphine. So I put him in the clinic, and for the last 11 years of his life, he never suffered a day. He never abused it. He took 40 milligrams a day, once a day. And so it's of all the drugs, it's the best drug for it.
Interesting.
It's deleterious, and it doesn't get you high as so much as it alleviates the addiction, the whole addiction dynamic.
Jim, thanks for sharing the thoughts and observations. I appreciate that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Skype as well. If you've had any Skype calls yet. Skype caller, you can call in at lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. We will approve it as soon as we notice it. And then after you're approved, you can easily call the show via Skype, and then you'll sound really great most of the time. Number 7 on the list,
of 8 reasons why ending the war on drugs will make the world a better place. This is according to the anti-media's John Vibes. And number 7 on the list here is that it will... Oh, wait, I'm sorry, we skipped number 6. Number 6, to encourage genuine treatment for addicts. As a result of international drug treaties, most of the world has remained trapped in a punishment mindset when it comes to dealing with the social problem of drug addiction. While an addiction may be problematic for the person involved and everyone they come in contact with, they are not a criminal until they actually hurt someone or damage their property. And even when they, even then, they are a criminal because of their aforementioned transgression, not because of their drug addiction. Even the treatment that we see today...
Right, I believe people are responsible for their actions, no matter what state of mind they've managed to get themselves into.
Right, it's not the drug doing it, it's the person.
If you're mad at your girlfriend or because you've done too much heroin, either way, you're responsible for your actions.
Even the treatment that we see today is not genuine because it's forced on people and doesn't address the reasons why they're doing drugs in the first place. In other words, today's treatment programs just try to bash the idea that drugs are bad into people's heads instead of really communicating with them, treating them like human beings, and overcoming the underlying issues in their lives that are pushing them towards lives of drug addiction. Because as we've seen, really the reason why people use drugs, in a lot of cases, the reason why people abuse drugs, I guess I should say, to be more accurate, the reason why people have problems and addictions with drugs is usually to compensate for issues that they have in their life. They are depressed or frustrated with, a lack of opportunity and economic opportunity in the areas in which they live. They're not living in the ideal life, and so they try to cover it up with a coat of drugs.
Yeah, there have been studies on this, and what seems to be the case is it's not so much that people do drugs because their lives stink, but people do drugs because they don't perceive enough progress, forward progress, and whatever area in their life that they'd like to see. In many cases, that's their own fault.
Well, maybe their life does stink, but it's just not getting better, right? So, get high.
Well, I mean, maybe their life stinks. Maybe their life's great, but they're not seeing enough progress. Many times you'll have addicted Hollywood stars,
sure,
and starlets. And, you know, for whatever it is, they're trying to fill a hole in their lives. And whatever that might be, they find that drugs are easier to do. Maybe they want to acquire a lot of, sexual partners, and they're failing at that. Well, you can always acquire drugs.
We've got Nathan. He's on the line in I don't know where, but he's on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right, thanks. I was just calling to talk about, it's been a month today since I quit my job working for the Department of Defense.
Oh.
And I've never been happier in my life.
Let's talk about that. Hang on. We'll find out what your gig was, if you can get into detail with us here in a moment. Stand by, Nathan. He's on Skype. You can join us here, whether you're on Skype or the phone. Skype username's lrn.fm. And the phone number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We will come back with more Free Talk Live on this live Saturday edition in moments.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Dunn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
It's been July with Bits.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got two more coming up on the list of 8 reasons why the world would be a better place without the war on drugs. With you in studio, though, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. They go back for years. You can go and download as many episodes as would please you anytime you like over at freetalklive.com. So go and enjoy as we go back to the phones and the fun. Nathan is on the line with us here. Nathan, you said you've been out of your job. You walked away from a defense job. Defense department job. Can you tell us what you were doing, or is it like totally classified?
I was a software engineer. I don't really want to talk about like the projects, but I developed software for,
and were you working as a contractor for them or directly for the government?
Civilian government employment.
Wow. Okay. And you worked there for how long?
About 8 years, ever since I graduated, college, they get them early.
Yeah, sure.
You describe this as you've never been happier, but, I mean, at 8 years, you've put a lot of time in towards that sweet, sweet government pension. Likely the federal pension isn't going to get cut off nearly as quickly as the state pension is. What makes you so happy about leaving?
Just over the past 2 years or so, I just kind of, gone through discovering the ideas of liberty and slowly evolved from a libertarian to a anarcho-capitalist, and it's a sweet pension, but it's somebody else's money that's been stolen from them. So, I mean, it got to the point where every day I'm going into work, I just feel dirty.
Mm,
going into
that's
work,
not a good feeling.
You can't live that way.
Yeah, and so I decided to take a chance, jump ship, and...
Well, you're a programmer. I mean, that's something that's in demand, right? Like, you could get other programming gigs in a lot of different places.
Right, yeah, and I mean, I found another job in private sector, and, like...
Excellent.
Just, I have a lot more satisfaction knowing that, you know, the software that I'm developing is, you know, my paycheck's coming from someone who appreciates my work enough to, you know, voluntarily pay for it versus, you know, coming from some other, you know, productive member of society that's been stripped of their money for, you know, against their will.
I've seen studies where government employees get about 37%, I think was the number that I recall, more than private sector get. Are you taking a cut in pay?
No, it's actually quite a bit more in pay.
Wow.
What about the pension? I imagine that the retirement isn't as good.
It's all, you know, like 401k and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no pension.
There's no retirement like a government retirement. So, but if the pay is high enough, you can just stock money away and retire early and with a better deal anyway.
Right. Yeah. So, and I mean, you get, you know, I mean, it's like, yeah, having the federal pension is more like having like an extra layer of Social Security. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's not, you know, a really great investment that, you know, you're socking away money in. You know, it's a Ponzi scheme, just like Social Security is.
Interesting.
Nathan, thanks for sharing. Anything else you want to share about your experience of leaving the feds?
No, I mean, you know, like I said, and then, you know, also just, I mean, with, you know, the non-aggression principle and stuff, you know, going into work, you know, building things that could, you know, potentially be used to hurt people, like it, you know.
That's not a good feeling. Hard to sleep at night when you're doing that, I imagine.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and thanks for the call. I appreciate you sharing your story with us tonight and via Skype. Sounded great, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark here with you on the live Saturday, Free Talk Live.
You mentioned the non-aggression principle. Can you tell folks what that is?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that would be one of the most common principles by which libertarians sort of live their life, which is to say that one should not aggress, one should not initiate force against other people. That the only time that violence or force is acceptable is in defense against someone else's aggression.
That's not exactly true. Libertarians would agree with retributive force in some cases too. Now you've been sort of dealing with that in your own life. What do you think about retributive force? You know, and mercy versus retributive force is very interesting, but it is not you know, forestalled in the libertarian belief system.
Yeah, I guess it's good for you to mention that. I kind of consider that under defensive force. You know, to me, defensive force isn't necessarily a force that you use in the moment. It can be after the fact, which I would consider to be the retributive force, meaning that, you know, if you aren't there when your house gets robbed, you can still go after the person who did the deed if you can, you know, find out.
You know where your TV is, you can go get your TV back.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you can, you know, turn that over to some agency. Since you have the right to go get your TV back, you can then agency out that right to some other organization of somebody who can go get that TV back. Maybe a security agency or a law enforcement agency or something like that.
Let's talk to James. He's in Kalamazoo, Michigan, listening via TuneIn on his presumably phone. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you very much. I called in a few weeks ago, and I mentioned how there was this tax that was being voted on, and it was overwhelmingly in the state of Michigan, 80% to 20%, us telling the state that we did not want this tax to supposedly fix our roads. And the governor turned around and a couple weeks later with the legislature passed this tax to tax internet sales. And now they are taxing us again. Passing a tax on our gas that's going to incrementally over the next 3 years put a 15 cent per gallon tax on gasoline.
You know, there comes a point when people will just flee onerous taxation. Now, it's a different point for everybody, and people are weighing a lot of factors in their lives. Sometimes those factors are, where is my job, where's my family, and a variety of things like that. But, you know, that's the end game when it comes to taxation is that you're driving people away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I myself, as I shared on the program before, I'm a free state participant, a free state project participant. You know, I'm getting the heck out of here. It's just crazy how, overwhelmingly 4-1 vote, the taxpayers of Michigan told the state government, we don't want, more taxes, and they turn around and find another way to tax us. It's just absolutely out of control, and I just kind of wanted to get it out there that, taxation is theft. It's a form of slavery. I didn't realize that, until I realized, actually, you guys mentioned it on the program, stealing the fruit of my labor that I go out and I earn, voluntarily in the free market, and then some monopoly that claims the use on force is going to come and steal a portion of that from me. So
ever increasing portion of it. You're absolutely right.
It never stops. The social contract doesn't have an exit clause for you. They take whatever they want to take. There is no social contract, but they take whatever they want to take, and you asked for it because you live in civilization. Don't you like roads? you hear it over and over again. But
it's always about the roads.
Yeah, the claim.
Roads. I just don't like government pensions. How about that?
The claim of slavery often will put people's hackles up, but slavery has existed throughout human history, and it's just taken different forms. Whether you're talking about serfdoms, where people are bound to the land and conscribed into the overlord's army in order to go off and fight some other overlord, that's a form of slavery. Because you claim the fruits of their labor, you claim their body in the area of conscription. By conscription, I mean the draft. That's all you're saying with taxes. Taxes say that, a certain portion of the fruits of your labor go to us. You don't buy services from us. You pay a certain amount of what you earn. And if you don't earn enough, we'll just give you some more and make you live in our weird, crappy houses.
James, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire, as well as others who are looking at New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-oriented people who understand what freedom really means, all to the same place. That's why we're here in New Hampshire. We moved from Florida back in 2006. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. More Free Talk Live up next.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We'll be right back. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with the remaining moments of this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. The we includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we invite you to our website where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, then you can support us by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into the show, we take it in and invest it into getting on more radio stations. Now, when I say that, I don't mean we're buying time. We don't pay for airtime. But what we do is market the program to those stations and, you know, put it in front of the program directors, and hopefully they value the show. Over 150 stations are airing Free Talk Live today, and most of those stations are on because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers, because we actually have a marketing budget for this program because of listeners like you getting behind the show. And you get perks. You get access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly podcast, AmpOnly forums, and the AmpOnly Facebook group. Go and get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Earlier in the show tonight, we were giving the 8 reasons why ending the war on drugs will make the world a better place. I will briefly recap the first 6. Number 1, reduce violent crime and also property crime. 2, improve seller accountability and drug safety. 3, which by the way means fewer drug overdoses and fewer poisoned drugs. Number 3, reduce drug availability.
Fewer people's kids die.
Yeah, reduce drug availability to children. Number 4, reduce nonviolent prisoner population. Number 5, real crime can be dealt with because finally the police will have the resources to do it. And number 6, encourage genuine treatment for addicts, meaning that addicts won't be afraid to seek treatment. We've seen in Portugal where the where possession of small amounts of drugs, of all drugs, has been legal, essentially, for the last decade, more than a decade, actually. They found that the amount of addiction has gone down precipitously, like 40% fewer addicts than 10 years previous in Portugal, since the, essentially, total decriminalization of possession of small amounts of drugs. There's no penalty whatsoever for possessing whatever drug you have in a, you know, in kind of like a personal use amount.
Yeah.
And that has resulted in addicts being willing to seek the assistance that will actually help them get off the drugs. Because if drugs are illegal, then addicts are afraid to seek assistance because they're worried they're going to catch criminal charges if they go and try to get help. But in a place like Portugal, they can go and get the help without having those fears about criminal charges. And what do you know? There's a lot fewer addicts because of that. Number 7 on the list of 8 things that'll make the world better when the war on drugs is over. Number 7, prevent drug overdoses. This is from theantimedia.com. John Vibes writes, as I mentioned earlier, most drug overdoses that happen today wouldn't occur if it wasn't for the artificially high potency of drugs that we see today. However, what is even more sad is that of those overdoses that do happen, many more of them could have been prevented, but there were not. But we're not, because witnesses were too afraid of the police getting involved to call for help. 9 out of 50 of the U.S. states currently have Good Samaritan laws to give legal amnesty to anyone who brings an overdosing person to the hospital. But that measure wouldn't even be necessary if prohibition wasn't a factor in the first place. The fact that people are actually afraid to call an ambulance in this country should really tell you something about the level that the police state has risen to. Now, by the way, the Good Samaritan laws that he's talking about there, I believe there's going to be one passed here in New Hampshire. There was actually a law that was written by a Free State Project participant, Amanda Bolden. We've had her on the show. She's the creator of Shire Sharing. For longtime listeners, you'll remember that name. If you come to Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, she'll likely be there serving you ice cream at her ice cream booth.
Yeah, she does that.
And so she's also a state representative now, and one of the bills she put forth that has gone through, I believe, both the House and the Senate now. And if somebody else knows what the current status is, please call and correct me. But I'm almost certain it flew through the House and Senate. Like, no problems whatsoever. I was there for one of the hearings on this particular piece of legislation, and I was surprised when the Department of Safety, which is basically the police, that's the division that the state police works in, they sent a guy to speak on this bill, but he did not take a position against it. He didn't take a position necessarily for it, I don't think, but he didn't take a position against it. And for the state police to not be against this is a huge indicator that it's probably going to pass. And it did. It sailed right through the House. It sailed right through the Senate. And I suspect it'll be signed by Maggie Hassan, given that the police are not opposing it. She normally does the bidding of the police.
Yep.
So this is a bill that will allow, if you call the police, if somebody's having an overdose on whatever it is, heroin or some other substance, calling in the ambulance or taking the person to the hospital will not result in criminal charges for anyone else who might also be on or in possession of that drug at that time. So
pretty big deal.
That's a big deal. Now, how many people, how many teenagers are going to be aware of this, the existence of this law? I don't know about that. But
hopefully their parents can tell them.
But at least, it's something that you can point to as looking in the right direction. Finally, number 8 on the list of 8 reasons why ending the war on drugs will help the world. Number 8, protect individual rights. Thanks to the drug war, merely on the whim of saying they smell something, cops are now able to enter homes, search cars, and totally violate the rights of nonviolent people.
The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States has been eviscerated, nearly destroyed, because of the war on drugs. It's not a surprise that police officers want to do their job well. I mean, essentially, finding drugs is a game. Like so many jobs are a game. But, you want to do well, and you're going to push the boundaries of the game. The Constitution essentially is a set of rules. Right? If the government didn't have a set of rules, it would be inarguably just the most successful gang in a given geographic area. Well, not that I'm saying that it's not that today, but these rules are supposed to make it act less like that. Well, they're pushing the boundaries of the rules, and it's the executive branch, the president of the United States, the police of the executive also, but it's the executive branch who names the top judges in the country. The executive branch places the judiciary, places the Supreme Court. So what a surprise that the Supreme Court begins to side with the executive branch in the cases of the enforcement of these rules and gutting the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. A plain reading of the laws say that there's so many laws that are unconstitutional, but what are you going to do? It's like they say, rights have to be attenuated. Bull, then they wouldn't be right.
That's right. Yeah, you either have them or you don't. And the government clearly doesn't actually believe in rights because they violate them whenever is convenient for the government. And if you actually have rights, then everybody should respect them. You should respect the rights of others, and in turn, those others should respect them of you. But the government doesn't play that way. They just do whatever they want. Going on here, the drug war and terrorism are the two biggest excuses used to violate people's rights. Yet according to the National Safety Council, you are 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than a terrorist. The very existence of the drug war to begin with, or a prohibition on any object, is a fundamental violation of natural rights that should not exist in any civilized society. And that's the story from the Anti-Media. It's a pretty good website, and John Vibes really does some great work. TheAntiMedia.org. I'm sorry, I think I said .com earlier tonight. TheAntiMedia.org.
Probably not the first time anybody's ever said that.
Yeah, so, you know, something else here regarding the war on drugs and the prohibition on things. If you're a conservative and you believe in the supposed economic freedom, the idea that you should be free to run your business, you know, that your business should be free of regulation and taxation by these government agencies, then as a conservative, you should get behind ending the war on drugs because it's about economic freedom. Drug dealers should be free to manufacture and sell whatever drugs they want to whoever is willing to purchase them. And generally, we're talking about consenting adults here. But, you know, that seems like a basic economic freedom. If you want economic freedom for you and your business, whatever it happens to be, you know, maybe you fix cars for a living. If you want economic freedom for you, you've got to allow economic freedom for everyone else. And that includes the people who are doing things that you don't necessarily agree with, whether it's drugs or prostitution. You have to be consistent in your application of that particular principle. And of course, if you're
if you're not consistent, then the government will just come after you and your business. They'll come after you and your business anyway, but at the very least, you'll be able to be consistent on the topic. Many times what conservatism is, and it's functionally, is just saying, I like things the way they used to be. And that isn't...
Heroin used to be legal.
That's right. It's really, you're just arbitrarily picking a point in time and saying that that's better. And, you know, another thing that I find...
It was better when heroin was legal.
People, you know, to call themselves conservatives, I find interesting about their behavior is that they say that they don't, you know, they don't like the government. And oftentimes they'll say that government bureaucrats are inefficient, or maybe they'll go so far as saying that they're evil. But they often don't say that about police, firefighters, the military. Somehow, I'm not a firefighter, by the way. Somehow, when you put a gun in the hands of your bureaucrat, or a hose in the case of firefighters, you give them a uniform. When you give your bureaucrat a uniform, they're angels among men at that point, for conservatives, many times.
We're back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you for the live Sunday show. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.